Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Robert Craig bringing us back, my favorite blues man, Seven Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with us. Dr. Ivan Meisner is our guest, our good friend, the world's guru on business networking. On networking of any kind, BNI, Business Network International, is the website. I mean, is the company name. BNI.com is the website. Ivan, tell us a little bit about BNI.
Well, BNI allows one person per profession to join one of its groups. So there's one banker, one lawyer, one chiropractor, one travel agent. We get together every week, and the sole purpose of the organization is to pass each other referrals. Last year, the organization passed over 6 million referrals, generated just about $3 billion in business. Oh, here's a statistic I've never told you, Jim. We just figured this out for our big conference. In the first 10 years of the organization, we're almost 26 years old now. In the first 10 years of the organization, we generated $1 billion worth of business for our members. In the second 10 years, we generated $9
billion. Wow.
So for a total of 10.
Wow.
In the last 5 years, we generated $11
billion. Wow.
Half the time. But yet more than the.
I thought you were gonna come up with a statistic that for the last 10 years since you've been on my show. I mean, I'm sure that that's like with a rocket, you know, with a bullet, you know.
Yeah, well, it would have been, you know, seriously, the last 10 years would have been more than half.
Oh,
so it would have been like 2/3 of the amount of business that was.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So congratulations on that,
so
folks.
$21 billion worth of business for our members.
Wow. So I want to be. Hey, folks, I want to be part of that. Don't you? Go to BNI.com. You can find a chapter near you, right?
That's right. And $21 billion, that's a stimulus package.
That's exactly right. We need more of that. We need that to get to Washington. You should go testify before the dummies in Congress.
They wouldn't listen to me.
Yeah, no, you're right about that because they're dummies. Sorry about that, folks. I just get carried away sometimes. Ivan, anyway, BNI, folks, when you go to the website, you can click on a state where you are or the country where you are, find out where the nearest chapter, and if you don't have a chapter near you, you can start one. So you check all that out right there at the website. Ivan, I want to talk about the quantum leap effect. Now, here's what has happened to me. I have been in business a long time, and I've been working hard. Oh, how am I going to make my numbers this month, this year? You know, I'm working hard, new prospects, closing people, selling people, et cetera, et cetera. Then all of a sudden, out of the blue, here comes a phone call or an email these days. In the old days, it would just be a phone call. And somebody would say, hey, Jim, you remember that proposal you gave me? Remember when you met me? I met you, Jim, so-and-so about 5 years ago, and you told me what you did, and I told you what I did. Well, guess what? I think I'm interested in what you have to sell right now. Now, here I am. I'm working hard. All of a sudden, this new business drops into my lap because of something I did 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe 20 years ago, maybe year before last. And all of a sudden, this business drops in my lap. I didn't have to work for it this year because I'd already done the work. Now, when you can have that kind of repeat opportunity from networking, especially where you meet people and you plant a little seed, and you're nice to them, that's when you can accomplish what's called a quantum leap. That's where you don't just go to the next level in any given day, month, or year. You can actually leap that level to the next level. That's the quantum leap. And that happens from planting seeds. And one of the best ways to plant seeds is networking, Ivan, as you know.
Yeah, that's a great example. And I think it also happens because you don't push the relationship.
Yeah.
If somebody's not ready, then they're not ready. And if you kept pushing those people, they would have disconnected from
That's right.
you. They would have separated from
would have
you.
Left, you would have left yeah. a bitter taste in their mouth, not a good taste in their mouth.
Right. So you showed them an opportunity. You showed them what you could do. They weren't ready. And, you know, you probably maintained some kind of contact with some of them.
You left something behind, a business card. Maybe
right.
you followed up with a note afterwards.
It sounds like with some, maybe you gave a proposal of some
yeah,
kind.
Yeah, exactly.
And if they're not ready, then they're not ready. You know, I tell people I get so many members of BNI who get so frustrated because somebody won't join.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, they won't join. They don't see the opportunity. And I tell them, you know, some will, some won't.
Right.
So what? It's okay.
It'll happen,
you know,
when it's supposed to happen.
Yes. And I can't tell you how many people have come up to me who have said, you know, I first heard of BNI 10 years ago, and it wasn't right. It was there was a full moon on a Tuesday, mm-hmm. and there were all these reasons why. But I joined a year ago. Wow, this is great. You know, I wish I'd have done it earlier,
and
but
prospects,
you know, the timing
are
wasn't right.
Prospects are the same way.
Yeah.
You know, they're like you said with the disconnect in the previous segment, what are the chances that they're going to be ready when you're ready? That's not – you don't get to decide that. All you get to do is leave that good taste in their mouth.
Yes. Yeah, that's a great example. I love
that
it.
Good image of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Ivan, give us the website again one more time, please.
Well, for my book, it's a I should say for BNI, it's BNI.com.
Yeah.
However, if you want a copy of the book, there might be an easier way to find it, to go to my blog, networkingentrepreneur.com, and
right.
just type in under the search engine, Handy Guide to Networking.
That's how you get the free one. We're going to make it available to you, too. Thanks for that, Ivan. Have a great one. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too, but it'll be tomorrow. I'll see you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.